No.
But you see there are a few psukim.
Right, so why do we need it? Even if it didn't, the Gemara is telling us the only way that we know that you're not allowed to have another is from the extra words. The Araltem or Losoi, that's the drasha. So frankly, the Gemara, Halach,
Yash would have been enough.
If not for that, Hava Amina Yisrach Yilu Mashma, Yisrach Hano Loi Mashma, Akash and Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Avo. No, Chizki is good. Because Chizki says,
he said you read
that Yeochel. Oh, excellent, okay. Very good. Hano. Very good. You're right.
What does Chizki say that one?
Chizki says whenever he says the word lo yeochel, if it says the word lo yoichal, then it only means achila.
Right.
If it says the word lo yeochel, right, then it means hano. And in this pasuk,
it says
lo yeochel. Yeochel.
So why do you need
very
that?
Good. Okay, so we have to. I don't know the answer. I don't know. We'll get to that in a few moments. Let's see. One thing at a time. So in fact, the word halafach yav mean the isachila mashu sahano le mashu. I mean, in Chalam, it's a kasha on both. It's a kasha both on Chizkiya, because according to Chizkiya, it says the word lo yeochel. It's a kasha on Rabbi Avohu, because it says here in the pasuk a special drasha. We don't need a special drasha. Just the fact that it says do not eat automatically means you're not allowed to have hanah.
Does he differentiate between the yarchel and the yoichel, Rabbi Avohu?
Rabbi, that's for Chizkiya. That was Chizkiya. Chizkiya was the one that made the difference between
and
lo yoichel.
And who doesn't make a difference? It's
Rabbi Avohu. Rabbi Avohu
that,
has made
that
the difference.
That applies hanah as well.
Oh, well, so difference. So why do I have to have both? The Gemara and Sakash, the Oilam, I'll tell lo yoichel mashma bein yisachil bein yisahanah.
Right.
V'shani chasn del siv lochem. Being that it says in the pasuk the word varaltem or loso lo yach, it says the word lochem. Where does it say the word lochem? Rashi lochem demashma heteru lemayosa. Where does it say the word lochem? Let me read the entire pasuk. The entire pasuk says, "I read
the savol
aretz."
I should have the pasuk
on the side of the Gemara.
Yeah.
The tatim es eitz machol varaltem loso lo espiriyah shalashodim yiyeh lochem. It says varaltem lochem varaltem or loso espiriyah shalosh shanim. 3 years yihye lochem, arelim lo yeochel. The pasuk shot is 3 years it shall be for you forbidden. But there's an extra word, the word lochem. Shalosh shanim yihye lochem. We may be misled to believe the word lochem is coming to teach you that you'll have hanah lochem. It's for your pleasure, lochem. You're allowed to have hanah, right?
But usually lochem, it goes together with before.
But the word is extra. You're correct. It's a drasha. These are all drashas.
We would thought the lochem comes to separately.
To be matter you b'hanah.
Yes, but
exactly.
You're allowed.
So therefore, that is why we need a special extra words of araltem or losay arelim to counteract
the lochem is superfluous. Why do we need lochem?
Good kasha. Obviously, we need to. I don't know.
Why we need lochem?
The word lochem is misleading.
Yeah, but why do we need it at all?
I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer. Very good, Kasha. I don't know the answer. Now, the Itzrich.
The Gemara doesn't tackle this. The Gemara doesn't
I don't know. I don't know. The Itzrich. Sadr Amino. Hoyel v'chsiv lochem shalochem yeh kamashmala. No.
Yeah.
Oh, the Ella hash v'chsiv hanach kwai lochem lomali. You're right. So therefore, why do we need lochem? So Nechanam, the Gemara is Kasha. This is exactly your Kasha. So therefore, since the end of the day is going to be that it's not going to be Osir, so tackle, why then does it don't say it?
Right.
Lochem is misleading. The word lochem is mashma, and it's muta b'hano.
Yeah.
And that's why we need the pasuk v'araltem or loso to counteract what we have been misled to think.
Yeah.
Lochem is mashma muta b'hano. In order not to make that mistake, it says v'araltem or loso that it's also b'hano.
Yeah.
So your kasha, Rabbi Shol Zev's kasha, Shlomi's kasha, let the pasuk just not say the word lochem, and we don't need v'araltem or loso.
Yeah.
Hash delsev hanechvel lochem lomali lichdatanya. We need the word lochem. Lochem l'rabbis es hanotua. L'rabim, we need the word lochem to teach you that there's going to be an iser orlo, even something that is natua l'rabim, even that is going to be aser. Also Rashi, look at the top Rashi, l'tzerch rabim, going be'em sahaderech l'chol oiver. Something which was planted for the rabim, even that is going to be aser. You may be misled to believe that the only prohibition of orlo is only when it's private.
Private.
Only when it's private. When it's for the tzibur, the tzibur has special dispensation. Kamashmo no lochem. Even when it's for the tzibur, it's still going to be aser. So we need the word lochem. The pasuk has lochem is lochem for all of you. Lochem is b'loshem rabim. The word lochem has a connotation for the tzibur, and the pasuk still says varaltem or losoy. The pasuk says shaloi shanim yeh lochem arelim. Even for the tzibur. Even for the tzibur, it's going to be forbidden. So we need the word lochem to teach us that there's no dispensation given to the tzibur. It's going to be us no matter what. And the problem is, in the process of saying that pasuk, the teaching of the tzibur, we may have been misled to believe that it's mutu b'hanah. Because lochem on the one end says that it's not allowed to be eaten, but maybe b'hanah it's going to be mut, because the word lochem has a connotation also that it's going to be b'hanah. That is why we need v'araltem or losai. Okay, so that's
And Rashi gives an example.
Which Rashi? Lochem the rabbim, tzorich rabbim for the rabbim. Kegoyin be'emtsa haderech l'choloiver. You plant a tree in the middle of the road. Anyone that passes by that needs something to eat, you can chop off from the tree. You can have something to eat. Kamashvlan. Rabbi Yehuda Meir, he has another drasha. What's his drasha? Lohoitzi es anatua l'rabim tu punfakert. Lohoitzi es taka mutter. Though he learns the word lochem to teach you that if you have a tree that is planted for the rabbim, it's mutter. There is no prohibition of arla. The first 3 years that tzibur is allowed to derive benefit. It's the same exact word. But the point is, we need the word maitaima. The more explains maitaima tanakama. What's the love of tanakama? Why does tanakama say that it's going to be osur? The siv unetatem. The word unetatem liyochid mashma. L'rabim loy mashma. Cause of Rachmano, Lochem,
the
Tanakama holds that the word Lochem is coming to prohibit the Tzibur. If you plant a tree for the Tzibur, it's going to be prohibited. Why does the Rabban derive at that, come to that conclusion? The answer is, let's look at the beginning of the Pasuk. The Pasuk begins, V'chisavohu el ha'aretz, unetatem. The word unetatem means you, the individual. The individual will plant a tree. Okay, that's the word unetatem. Unetatem. Liyochid mashma. L'rabim loy mashma. That's why we would have been misled. That's
why.
Kasha rachmana lochem lochavi esatu l'rabim. Even that's going to be prohibited. Rashi. How do you know the word unetatem losh liyochid mashma? De ain derech rabim lintoya. The way we know unetatem refers to the individual because the tzibur does not plant trees. Okay, only individuals plant trees. Rashi, the in derech rabim lintoya. It's not.
You would have said unetatem means plural.
Right. So therefore, it's since.
Unetatem is plural, but it means.
It means individuals. Ulechol chad v'chad kama unetatem. To every single, even though unetatem means plural, but it means each single individual should not plant a tree, a private tree in their home.
Right.
It's not the derech to plant trees in the public place. I know you'll say that we live in the modern world today, they plant trees in the park and they go in the environment.
Yeah, 9 out of 10 times, it's the public that plants the tree.
Okay, but in the time of Chazal, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, Yechidim planted trees, the Tzibur was not involved in planting trees. I don't know more than that. That's what Rashi says. The in derech rabim lintoya. The Memela, the Pasuk starts off, it's misleading us. There's an echo here. Maybe it's Sholiman. Maybe your phone is on. I don't know. There's something over here that's not right about this Zoom over here. I don't know what it is. I don't know what is this background noise coming from. Maybe I have. Okay, I'm sorry. It's not you.
People in the shoe. No. People in the shoe, that's all.
There's something over here that's not right. Wait a minute, maybe I'm on two meetings at the same time. If I lose you, I might lose you. Oh no, I lost, okay.
There
we go. All right, sorry about that. Sorry, Shlomi, hear me? Shlomi, sorry about that. You hear me? All right, Vaita. Vaita, Rabbi Yehuda Meir, Lohotzi, Vaita. Tell the Lashon Yachem, Mashal, Rabbi Loi Mashal. Kos Rechman, Lohem, Lohavi, Yes, and the Tula Rabbin. Rabbi Yehuda, without the Mashma, Bein Loram, Bein Loyachit, he disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda holds, When it says in the pasuk, he disagrees. He holds it means the tzibur. The tzibur is also equally involved in planting trees. You plant trees in the park for the ganza olam. Everyone plants trees. B'meila. That is why we need the pasuk. That's why we start out with the rabbin. So now, when it says the word lochem, it's coming to adrabba. The only prohibition of having arla is only for
No, you say that Yehuda.
No, you have to continue the Gemara.
Now the tzibur, right, the tzibur is mutter. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we start out that it's also for the rabbim. The time then starts out for the rabbim. So why then does the pasuk include the word lochem to teach you a chiddush that the rabbim, the tzibur, is allowed to have hanah from arlo the first 3 years?
Yeah.
They may not be allowed to eat arlo the first 3 years, but the tzibur is allowed to have hanah from arlo the first 3 years. Vaita. Next Gemara.
No, but you didn't finish the Gemara here.
Rabbi Yehuda, Unatate, Mashma, Ben Ram, Ben Yachid, Ulchem, Ulchem,
Ben Yachid, Ben Yachid,
Ben Rab, Mashma, Havidi, Ben Yachid, Ben Yachid, Ben Yachid, Ben Yachid,
Ben Yachid, Ben Yachid,
Ben Yachid, Ben Yachid, Ben Yachid, Ben Yachid, Ben Yachid, Ben Yachid, Ben Yachid, Ben Gesem is that if Truma the Rachmana Amar B'chol Zor Lo Yochal Kodesh.
What's the logic behind Rabbi Achan Rabbi Aina Lamiyat?
Is there a logic?
No, but I'm saying there's a logic behind it.
I don't know. I really don't know.
Okay, next.
I don't know. But hey, Truma, Nusugya, Truma, Drachmona Mal, Kochol Zor Lo Yochal Kodesh. Zor may not Lo Yochal. So this kasha can only be directed against Rabbi Yavo. Rabbi Yavo holds Lo Yochal means eating. Whenever he says eating, it means Israchil Sahana. Utnan. You're not allowed to kodesh, but you're allowed to make an eruv chatzeros or eruv techumin. Eruv techumin. Lenozer b'yayin. Why? Because they can be shoyel on his nazirus. Uli yishol b'truma. You can be shoyel on truma.
And what could you do with truma? That what?
A yishol is he allowed to eat truma? No. A yishol cannot eat truma. So can a Yisrael take Truma and use it for the Eruv Techumen? I want to travel on Shabbos 4,000 Amos. I want to put the Truma at my 2,000 Amos mark so I can walk on 2,000 Amos. So do you have to have a Suda? Can Yayin be called a Suda for a Nazir? Can Truma be called a Suda for Yisrael? Absolutely not.
It's referring to Truma, not...
Arvin Lenazir, you want to make an Eruv Chatzeres.
Where does a Nazir drinking wine, where does that come
A Nazir wants to travel on Shabbos 4,000 hours.
I know, but where does that, what Shabbos does that have with the Pasuk Chazal Yerch HaKadosh?
No, let's explore, one thing at a time. We're getting there, one thing at a time. First thing over here is a Nazir allowed to use Yayin to be part of his Suda to walk more than 2,000
hours? So he says yes.
Well, why would you think no? Because a Nazir is not allowed to eat Yayin. Is a Yisrael allowed to use Truma to make a
the he's not to saying he's allowed to drink. He says you're allowed to use it as a
yeah. But what's the law? This law is the only reason you can make an Eruv to Chumen if it's a Suda and you can eat it, and you have to be Koveya Suda. A person is where his food is. If the food, if wherever your food is, that's where you are.
I know
so to be Koveya Suda, the only way it can be called food is if it's kosher food. You can eat it. A Nazir is not allowed to drink Yayin.
Right.
A Yisrael is not allowed to eat Truma.
So therefore,
what's the lumdis? Even though they cannot do so, if they would want, the Nazir can go to a Chacham and be Matir his Nazirus.
He could, but if he doesn't, he can still use it as an...
Right, because since this potential, since at any moment in time he has the ability to go to a Chacham to be Matir the Nazirus, it's good enough. A Truma...
Even less than 30 days, even if he doesn't...
You can go, the Koyein can go, the Yisrael who is mafresh to Truma can go to a Chacham, be Shoyal our Truma. Just like there's a Hetif in the Mimatu Neder, there's a thing called She'ela on Truma.
How's that shine?
You
it's
go to a Koyein, you go, but you're the one that was mafresh it.
Oh, you go to a Koyein and
you go to a Bezdin. You go to a Bezdin.
Right.
And you say to the Bezdin, it was a mistake, it was a toast.
Right.
It was a mistake that I was mafresh this piece of food as Truma.
Okay.
If I had known, I would never have set aside this piece of food as Truma. I would have set aside something else as Truma.
Uh-huh.
Because this I want to be able to eat. I want to be able to be Koveya
Suda. Since this potential,
it's good enough to be Koveya Suda for Eruvei Techumen. Now, what is the point we want to make over here? The point we want to make over here is that Truma is Kodesh. Truma has the status of Kodesh.
Yeah.
Nochem about Truma. Drachmon Amar, V'chol Zor Lo Yoichal Kodesh. Utnan. Mo'arvin L'nozer B'yayin Uli Yishol B'Truma. Now what's the lumnus? The lumnus over here is, now, this lumnus, there's a very tief lumnus here, is that's called Hanah. Right now, you are not yet Shoyal on your Nazirus. You're not yet sure. Let's talk about Truma, but you're deriving benefit the way it is right now. Right now is like right now. I put this Truma to be my Eruvei Techumen.
Yeah.
At this moment in time, is it Truma or is it Chulin?
Truma.
Yeah.
Am I deriving Hanah right now? Yes. I'm deriving Hanah from Truma.
Yeah.
Now, what's the law? You'll tell me what the law this is, because since theoretically I can go to the Chacham and to be shoyl on the Truma.
Yeah.
But right now, did I go yet?
No.
I didn't go yet. So right now, I'm still deriving benefit from the Truma to make an Eruvei Techumen.
Right.
But it says in the Pasuk that...
I can't you give a very simple case that you're allowed to take your Truma and sell it to the Kohen, give it to the Kohen that you want.
No, you have to... Thomas Hanor, Thomas Hanor. No, it's Shabbos. You need to be... That's not the din of...
Why do you have to bring the case of Shabbos? Why don't you just say, you have Thomas Hanor, so here's something that you can eat, that you can have an off.
You can have...
What are we looking for?
We're looking for having Hanor from Truma. Right, so you say you can sell it. Oh, so he's asking Akasha, why do you have to come on to this case? Come on to the case that your person is permitted to sell his truma to a kohen. The Toivus Hana. I can give the truma to any kohen that I want, so if you want me to give it to you, to my your grandson, okay, let's see. I hear you, Akasha. I have all the answer. Let's
see
what you're
asking. Therefore?
So therefore, that shows that it's Mutabah Hana. A person is allowed to take money for truma to direct it to your grandson. If you want me to give it to your grandson, you can take money for it. Let's see over here, Rashi. Rashi is the kash. Rashi over here says, "Me'arvin lenozir." Okay, me'arvin lenozir. Eruvei techumen b'yayin. Afal pi shesuda she'ena ruuya loy hiloy. Hoyel v'mi mishtil. Mishtil means he shoyel. He goes to the chacham to be matir neder. La'nizirus shayulei. Me'arvin v'chein liyishol b'tshuma de'iboy mishtal alei. De trumas tohus eine truma. If you make a mistake, if you get truma by mistake, it's not truma. It becomes tevel. And then you can be mafresh from it itself. This becomes now tevel. This sandwich that you have over here on by your trum becomes tevel. So what's that going to help you? Tevel. So what do you go do? I want to go take the corner, the crust of the bread should be the truma. So the rest of the sandwich should be muta b'achilu for me, b'chulin. And I'll be able to... And I'll... What?
It's
far-fetched. It's far-fetched.
The whole thing is true.
Right. And the soil.
It's not his, it's the Goyim's. How does he even have a right to do anything?
That's the halacha. You could be soil. That is a general halacha. That's not also you could, the rule is you have truma. You can go to a chacham and you could say to him, I made a mistake. Had I known that I would need this to be my ability to go to a shir on Shabbos, 4,000 amas, I never would have made this particular wheat into truma. I'm in shoyl on my truma. So when you shoyl on truma, what happens to the sandwich? It turns into tevel. Tevel is asa b'hana. Zelba is asa b'achil, zelba isa. So what do you do now that it's tevel? I'm now going to be mafresh truma mineu bay, which means I have a sandwich, and now I want the little crust on the corner. This should be the truma for the rest of the sandwich. So the rest... So you'll go, you don't have to mamish touch it, you go, you make a tanai, that the last piece of crust should be the truma. No, but you need the bread to be on the location of when you make the eruv. You can't make it into chol, no. No, I'm not so sure that works. I don't know if you how far you go. I hear what you're saying. I don't know all the mechanics. Rashi is telling us this is the way it works. I hear what you're saying. I don't know why you can't do it that way, but it's not. You can't do it that way. The way you do it over here is I have here a sandwich, right? Here's my sandwich. This whole sandwich is what? Truma. And this is going to allow me to walk 2,000 amas. Here's the limit. Here's 2,000 amas. I want to go to
another 2,000.
Here it is. And now, what can I go do? I can go and I can go to a chacham. I go to shul and say to the chacham, you know, I really wanted to go to another rabbi. Say Shabbos HaGadol. I know you're giving a Shabbos HaGadol drasha. I don't want to go to your Shabbos. I want to go to the other rabbi Shabbos HaGadol drasha. So you can give me shalom my truma. Avada. He's a nice guy, the rabbi. I don't want you anyway to come to my show. It's a gold rush. Get lost. Mm-hmm. So now, oikel mafreya. When you oikel mafreya, what does this whole piece of sandwich become now? Tevel, right? It's like you're not mafresh truma.
Yeah.
So tevel, am I allowed to eat tevel?
No.
So what's going to accomplish? Right now, it's truma.
Take a piece and be mafresh.
Oh, so now that it's tevel, until now the gan zach was truma. Now it's tevel. So. Tevel, this whole thing is tevel. I'll just take a little corner a little corner, and this will be the truma, and everything else will be the chulin, and there's enough chulin here to be kaveh suda. Yeah. I can now go walk 2,000 amos. That's what it says. So yeah. What is the halacha? So what's the kasha? The kasha over here is, but you're having hanun. Now Rashi is not coming to explain, but the lumnus over here is, until you go to the chacham and make this whole chagaya with the chacham.
Even though you're not going to go, even though you're not going
to, since you could go. So since I could go, right now, what is it right now? Right now it's truma. Yeah. Right now, am I having hanah? I certainly am having hanah. Because I did not yet go to the chacham.
Right.
So what do you learn? That you're allowed to have hanah from truma. But didn't it say in the pasuk lo yoichal?
Yeah.
It says in the pasuk v'chol kodesh lo yoichal.
Yeah.
The pasuk v'chol kodesh lo yoichal is a pasuk that says by true v'chol zor lo yoichal kodesh.
So it's a kash on Rav.
A kash on Rav Avo, who says that whenever it's a word lo yoichal means not eat, not have hanah. Utnan marvel lenozim yanul shol betrumah v'amar pabash shani hasim, not a kasha. An exception to the rule. The Yomakra trumas chem shalochem tye. It says in the pasuk v'nechshav lochem. What side of the Gemara?
It says a different pasuk.
Look at the side of the Gemara. It says in the pasuk, "V'chol zol yoichal kodesh kodesh lochem." It's v'nechshav lochem trumaschem. Kadogod min hagoyren v'chamoleh min hayokev. Your truma. The word trumaschem. We have a drasha. You're allowed to have hanah from truma. It's an exception to the rule. Einochinami. If it would say the word lo yoichal, you'd not have hanah. But this is an exception. Why is this an exception? Because it says in the pasuk the word trumaschem. Trumaschem is mashma. It's yours for keeps. Shelochem tehei.
Yeah.
Good. Vaita v'idoch trumaschem v'idoch. What about the man you amar? The other opinion that says who is the idoch? Rashi Chizkia. Because Chizkia says that enochinami. Chizkia says that whenever it says in the pasuk lo yoichal, it means only Israchila, it's mutter bahana. If it's mutter bahana, why then do we need a pasuk of trumaschem? According to Rabbi Avo, Chizkia, whenever it says in the pasuk lo yoichal, it means achila only.
Yeah.
It's mutter bahana. So when the Torah says chozol lo yoichal kodesh, lo yoichal kodesh, it means you're not allowed to eat, but you are permitted to have hana.
So why do we
need trumaschem for? The idach Chizkia, right in the Gemara, the idach. What does he say to Maschem? The Kol Yisrael Komar. What does that mean, Rashi? Rashi, the Idoch Chizkia, the Amar Lo Yochel Lo Mashma Hano, Hay to Maschem, Lav Blim Shah Hano, also Elo, to Maschem, the Kol Yisrael Komar, the Urche de Kro, Lash, the Stuye Hochi. Yisrael Lav Davka.
Maybe say, like Mashma Hano, it is Mashma Hano, Yolado. Oh, it's not Mashma Dadah.
The Ha'abalim
Yim
Siv. It's saying that it's just Urche de Kro. It's not when it says the word the lochem, the plural, it's not coming to connote it's yours to keeps. Until now the Gemara is working with the assumption that when it says the word lochem, when it's truma shel lochem, the word trumaschem is a composite of two words. Truma shel lochem. So that in the Gemara is Havamina, the word lochem is mashma, it's yours for keeps. Mm-hmm. The Gemara is saying, no, whoever told you that? When it says trumaschem, it means the truma of the Jewish people of Klal Yisrael. The truma,
according to Chizkia,
it's not the word lochem. The word the chaf and the mem is not here to connote that you keep it. It's just an expression, it's grammar. It means it belongs to the population. It belongs to the people.
Look what Rashi answers. He's from Lavdafil, the Hubali Bim Ksiv.
The Klal Yisrael, the people. The people, it's not referring, not teaching you halacha that it's your property. Right. It's referring to the people, the human beings. It's not referring, not coming to teach you that you have property.
Interesting, look what Rashi.
The idach chizkiya, the amal loy soichu lemash mehano, hai trumaschem lav lemishrei hano. So it's not coming to permit the hano. When it says the word trumaschem, it doesn't mean that it's yours for keeps, ella.
That we know from the word,
that means that it's mutbahana. So elo trumaschem, when it's bloshen rabim, it's just in a grammar term. It's a grammar term. The truma that belongs to the people, to the hamoinam. Elo trumaschem, the kol Yisrael comma, of the Jewish people. It's just in a plural. That's the way the pasuk writes. That's the expression. Oh, you'll ask me when the Gemara says the Yisrael lav dafka, because the pasuk of here is speaking to the Sheva Levi. It means the cloud, all of the people of Sheva Levi, Yisrael Lav Davka, the whole of this pasuk, v'nechshav lechem through maschem, kadogon min hagon v'chamle min hayokev, is referring to Sheva Levi. That it's going to be yours. Sheva Levi, you're going to get the gift, you are going to get the gift of Truma. But it does not mean that you're able to keep it. It means it's a general expression. Okay, let's now go to the next piece of Gemara. Bahari Nazir, next kasha, Nazir. A Nazir is not allowed to eat grapes and drink wine. Bahari Nazir, Drachmana Omar Mechart Sonim V'Avzog, from the skins of the grapes until the pits. Lo Yoichal. You're not allowed to derive benefit for eat grapes. A Nazir is off limits. Utnan, and we learned the same exact kasha Ma'arvin L'Nazir B'Yayin. Oh, so it says over here, lo yoichal. A Nazir is not allowed to eat. According to Rabbi Avohu, when it says lo yoichal, that means it's also to derive pleasure. And yet it says a Nazir is allowed to use yayin, allowed to use grapes for his eruvei tuchumin. Stira, kasha. Amar zutra shani chasam diamakra nizroi shaloi. An exception, it says the word nizroi. The word nizroi shaloi yehei. He's allowed to have hana. Is there a Rashi on this? No, there is no Rashi. It says, let me read the whole pasuk. Mechart sanim, pasuk dalid. Kol yimei nizroi, mikol asher yosem, migev nayayim, mechart sanim, viad, kol yimei nizroi. All of the days of nizroi, his nizirus. The word nizroi is mashma muta b'hana. That it's for him to keep. Vital. Yeah. Next Gemara.
And why does the Gemara ask on Chizkiah now?
Why do Chizkiah is not a kasha? So why does it say
it's a superfluous?
Lo mechart sanim v'yadzog. What's the limit of the pasuk? Is dalid? Mechart sanim adog lo yoichel. Right. It does not say lo yoichel. Good kasha. I don't know why.
According to Chizkiah, it's extra. That word.
According to Chizkiah, the word nizro should be extra. We should do it. Very good. So how come
does not
excellent? I don't know the answer. Why did the Gemara ask the kasha? Oh, Tosfos is the kasha. You see that? Rabbi Shol Zev is from the Bali Tosfos. You hear this? It's a simon toy for you. It's a simon toy for Gval Gazachin. Fifth Hanukkah, Chafin Hanukkah, Gelt. Gelt. Shloimi. You're supposed to give money on Fifth Hanukkah. What?
You
want to learn the Tosfos? Tosfos. Nizroy Shaloye. Tame Lechiskiah. Nizroy Lamai Asa. The East Svarim de Garsi al Nizroy Migalach. The Ain Migalach al Nizirus Aviv. Oh. Temtak, to teach you a halach, exactly, there's a drasha. That a person is yosh, a person's father dies,
yeah,
and he leaves over the animals,
yeah,
a person's father was a nazir, and then he finished the term of nazirus, and before he had a chance to be mak of the korbanos, he left this world.
Yeah.
So does the son take, is the yosh, does he take the korbanos that his father designated for his nazirus? Is he mak of them on behalf of his father?
The answer is no.
What?
Or could he have enough from?
Or could he? Right. No. And that could be not. It could be the animals have to be. They have to pasture until they get a blemish. They're sacred. The animals have been dedicated. The makdash animals. The person's father. This man has a father. His father observed a full term of nazirus.
Yeah.
He was a nazir for 30 days. After 30 days, he set aside the animals.
Yeah.
He set aside this animal by carbon oil. This by carbon chatos.
Yeah.
And then guess what? He died.
Yeah.
So now the son, what does the son do with the korbanos? So you would argue, let him bring the korbanos. Kamash from Nizroi, you don't bring korbanos for your father. So you valid the answer. See you, Mechamed the Tosfos.
But how do you know that's what Tosfos says?
That's what he says.
So the Nizra comes to let us know, Nizra Megaleach?
Megaleach.
Who Megaleach?
Al Nizroi Megaleach. On your own Nizirus do you shave your hair and bring the korbanos. The Eilei Megaleach al Nizirus Aviv. You can't use the korbanos of your father for yourself.
You have to bring your own
korbanos. You cannot take the animals that your father set aside for his.
Oh, because it says the hair has to be burnt together with the carbon.
Yeah. Okay, so Inacham, you have a good kasha, and the Gemara Taka says it's a drasha.
Oh, exactly. If Tosfos says that, how come the Gemara doesn't say that?
Is from the Garsi.
Oh, no, he says yes from the Garsi.
The Garsi. Yes, right.
In the Gemara, that there's such a
right. There's such a word. Vital. Next piece of Gemara.
Wow.
Next, Rav Ashi Amar, another drasha. Rav Ashi Amar, Kodosh, another drasha. Kodosh Yihyeh, you shall be holy. Gadel Pera Sa'ar Roshoi, Another drasha, giduloi kodesh ve'ein davar achar kodesh. Ve'ein davar achar kodesh midi. Ve'ein davar achar. In fact, the Gemara midi ve'ein davar achar ksiv.
One second, kodesh.
Another answer. Okay, Rav Ashi is giving another answer. What was the Gemara's kasha? The kasha is why do I need? My kasha is if it says the pasuk lo yoichal, according to Rabbi Avohu, it's mashman isra hanor. Hanor, right? Go back to the original kasha. What is the original kasha? If it says you may not eat, it means you may not derive pleasure. How then is a nazir allowed to use grapes for his eruvei tuchumin? That's pleasure. That's pleasure.
So we just said.
Answer number two. It says kadosh yihyeh. The nazir shall be holy. Gadel pera, the growth of the pera, the excess. Sa'aroisha, that is what is holy. The pasuk over here is saying the only thing about a nazir that is holy, that is kadosh, is sacred, that's off limits. Kodesh is also bahana. Only thing that's sacred, also bahana, is this here.
I mean, he can't cut it.
Right, the here is, even if he does cut it, after the zirus is over, the here is also bahana. The diuk is, the here is also bahana, but the grapes are mutter behana.
Yeah.
What's the Gemara's kasha? The grapes over here. It says the grapes are mutter behana. Yeah. Kadosh ye gadel perasaroisha giduloi kadosh. The here is kadosh. What is the implication? The diuk. The ein dover acher kadosh. The grapes are not kadosh. The grapes you're allowed to derive pleasure.
I don't understand that.
The
Gemara,
let's go to the Gemara's drash. The Gemara's Gemara's kasha. You're not allowed to eat.
Yeah.
Eating includes what? You're not allowed to have hana.
Right.
So how then is a nazir allowed to have hana from the grapes?
Yeah.
How is he having hana from the grapes? He's making an eruve tchumen. The answer is a special gezeris hakosav that tells us that you're allowed to have hana from the grapes.
How do you know this?
What are the restrictions of a nazir? What is a nazir not allowed to do? Three things. He's not allowed to contaminate the dead.
Right.
He is not allowed to derive
cut his hair.
And he's not allowed to derive benefit from grapes.
Correct.
So we have a drasha. The drasha says that the only thing that's called sacred is the hair.
I mean, you can't even have a nazir.
You're not allowed to use the hair for a human hair shetel.
Right.
You cannot donate the here.
It says only by here. It says
and the diuk is yes, only the here is also bahana. The here cannot be donated for.
One second, here we're talking about what after nazir is
over.
Right, it's
but it's order. Teaching you in general. It's teaching you about the laws of a nazir. Has three major laws.
Yeah, yeah.
Two of the laws are you're not allowed to cut your here, and you're not allowed to derive pleasure from grapes, a product of the vine. So we have a drasha. The drasha is that the only thing from all of your restrictions that we consider to be in the category of kodesh, meaning if it's kodesh, it's going to mean that it's going to be. Kodesh means it's going to be osur behana, is only here. Which implies that the other prohibition, the grapes, is not osur behana.
Only just a drink.
Oh no, not right. Just to
drinking,
drink,
but,
eating and drinking.
Right.
But pleasure is mutter.
Right.
Oh, pleasure is mutter. That's why you can use the grapes for eruv echatz for eruv tuchumin. And even though it says in the pasuk lo yoichal, which would mean you're not allowed to derive pleasure, this is an exception.
Yeah.
Because of the drasha. For that, the Gemara, I don't like your drasha. Midi, does it say the ein dover acher kesiv? Does it say here in the pasuk nothing else? It says the here is sacred.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're making a drasha out of thin air. You're making a drasha on a bald head. You're making a drasha out of nothing. The here is osur. The here is osur bahana. But the grapes is mutter bahana. The Torah doesn't talk about the grapes. Midi, the ein dover acher ksiv. I don't like your drasha. El Ligmari says, you're right. You can't make such a drasha. Machvarta kidemar zutra. The only answer to this question is the first answer. What was the first answer? The word nizroi. The word nizroi is the only answer to this question.
Yeah. Ligmari says, of zutra's drasha is malad.
That's the only answer. Next. Next kasha. Vahare chodosh. Okay, next Rosh. Very hard. Rosh Achmona Amar V'lech Mechol V'Karmel Lechem Bread V'Koli Parched Grain. The caramel, raw means stalks. Koli means parched. Caramel means raw. You pluck out grain out of the ground and you eat it raw. Lo soichlu ad etzem hayoyim azet.
The caramel means soft. Yeah.
Out of the ground. Caramel means out of the ground. You pluck it out of the ground when it's still soft.
Right.
Koli means you toast it. You toast it in the oven. Lechem means you make a product. You make bread. All these three things. Lo soichlu ad until etzem hayoyim azet utanan. However, koitzel l'shachas, you are permitted to cut chadosh l'shachas when it's a third of its natural of its full growth. Shachas means it's one third of
its... Is that
its
fully ripe?
Ripe. V'machil l'behemo, and you can feed it to your animals. Hanah. So what do you see over here? It's mutba hanah.
Yeah.
Mutba hanah, but it is l'shachal. Koitzel l'shachal, koitzel l'shachal, koitzel l'shachal, koitzel l'shachal, koitzel l'shachal, Kitzirchem shalachem yehei. Okay, the answer is, it says we're kitzirchem. Kitzirchem is mashma, an exception. You'll not have hana. Oh, what about the other, what about Chizkia? What does he do with the word kitzirchem? Because he does not need this possible. Kitzirchem, it said kitzirchem, the kol yisho mashma, the same exact answer. Kitzirchem is loshon rabin. It's not here meant to teach you that it's going to be your possession. It means it belongs to the Jewish people. Next, Barei yeah. Shiratzim. What about shirasim, creepy crawlers? Rachman Amar Sheketsu Lo Ye Ochel. And here's a kash even according to Chizkia.
It says
Lo Ye Ochel by the parasha of shirasim. Pasuk Ches here on the side of the Gemara to make sure I'm saying it right. Sheketsu Lo Ye Ochel. Sorry, shirasim. Rachman Amar Sheketsu Lo Ye Ochel. It's Sayode Chayav Yefes. Trappers of wild animals and birds. The dog is Damulchem meaning Tanein. Mutadim.
Wait a second, you're allowed to trap chayes once I'm talking to them.
They're allowed to sell to a guy. So therefore, a sheres is more b'hano.
Not say the chay, you're allowed to trap.
Sayyade chay, those who trap wild animals, the oivus birds, the dugman fish, shenizdamlu, it comes into their possession, lohem to them, meaning tenein, non-kosher creatures.
Return l'machrim.
Mutadim l'machrim l'nachim. It's more to have anah. A sheretz is included in this halacha. A sheretz is not kosher, but it says here beferish that a trapper, if you're in the business, you're allowed to sell a sheretz to a non-Jew. So what do we learn from this? That we learn from this that it's permitted to derive hanah from sheretz. Ah, but according to Yavo, it's in the pasuk lo ye ochel, and lo ye ochel means it's also bahana. Contradiction. It says lo ye ochel according to everybody, according to Chizkin, according to Rabbi Avohu, you're not allowed to derive pleasure. Whenever it says in the pasuk lo yochal, even according to Chizkin, according to Rabbi Avohu, whenever it says in the pasuk,
when it says lo yochal, that means mutar bahana. So it's the kash is only according to Chizkin. Because Chit doesn't make a distinction between lo yoich and lo yoicha.
You're right. Rabbi Shaul Zev is always right. You're right. So the kash now is right. Because according to it's like here we have a drash. Here we don't have a pasuk. Sayyade sheket su lo yochel. According to Rabbi Avohu, it should be aser behana. So let's start according to Chizkia. It should be aser behana. Utnan, say the chayes of the it's mutter. Ah, so what's going on? So why is the mutter behana? According to Rabbi Chizkia, it should be aser behana. Answer is, you're right, Shani Hasan, Yamakra, Lochem, Shalachem Yehei. Gzeres HaKosef. It says, with Lochem, which is Mashal, you'll not have pleasure. Frag, the Gemara Yachef, Ulechat Chilinami, Ebaze.
He calls the puzzle Lochem.
Lochem.
Where?
On the bottom.
Oh, Shekhazi Lochem, Sam, yeah.
Shekhazi Lochem. It's Mutabahana. Frag, the Gemara, if that's the case, Yachef, Ulechat Chilinami, it says in this price that Ulechat Chila, you're not allowed to engage in the business of Shiratzim. The only time you're allowed to have hana is if it came into your possession.
Ah.
Since you're in the business, sometimes you end up catching shiratzim.
So how does that stem with
lochem? So afil lechatilanami shani chasa hachad yamakra yihiyu behaviyasan yihiyu. The same pasuk test says sheket yihiyu. So the word yihiyu is a word which means behaviyasan. It should always be shekets. Always distance yourself from them. The word yiyu is teaching you that shirotzim, sheketz, things that are disgusting, yiyu, in your eyes, they should always be disgusting. Stay away from them.
Yeah.
B'di'evet, after the fact that it came into your possession, then we have the word lochem, to be matter, to be matter b'hanah.
Yeah.
B'yav yasni lo yei ochel. According to Chizkia, why do we need to say the word lo yachel? L'maisi lochem l'mishrei, lo yalich l'rachman lo yachel, v'lo yboi lochem. According to Chizkia, why do we need a double negative? The only reason why you need the word lochem to be mat here is because we were misled because it's the word lo yachel. So let the Torah not say lo yachel.
What's that, according to Chizkia?
According to Chizkia, we need the word lochem to backtrack.
To let us know, much
so let the pasuk say lo yachel. If it would say lo yoichal according to Chizkiyah, then it would be mashma. Then it's mutar behana. We would not need the word lochem. The only reason why we need the word lochem is to counteract the words lo yeochel.
No, there's no difference between lo yoichal and lo yoichal according to
Chizkiyah. It is. That there is a difference. That's a difference according to Chizkiyah.
No, that's according to Rav Avuah is a difference.
Who's the one that said lo yoichal?
Rav Avuah, not Chizkiyah. No, Chizkiyah didn't make a difference. If I remember.
What?
Chizkiyah
says you can remedy. So there, who's the one? Chizkiyah says.
Rav was the one who made the distinction. Says lo yachal.
Who's the one? Go back to the William where said lo yachal. Who's one? Who's one said lo yachal? I'm sure you're right. Let me just.
Maybe I'm wrong. This.
Who's the one that said lo yachal by chametz? We started the Gemara. We started the Gemara all the way back with the drasha of lo yeochel. What? Right. Who's the one that said that? Chizkiyah? I thought it was Chizkiyah. Here it is. I'm a Chizkiyah. Here. Daf Chof Aleph Amid Aleph. Chof Aleph Amid Beis. Chof Aleph Amid Beis. Omar Chizkiyah.
Yeah.
Minayin l'chametz pesach she'asem b'hanah shnema lo yeochel. Lo yehei boi heter achila. Okay, it's Chizkiyah that says this. Chizkiyah is the one that says lo yeochel. Clear. Pasha, I'm telling you.
The other way around.
Rabbi Avu is the one that said the other way around. That whenever it says the word lo yoichal, it's iser achila, but it's mutter behana.
You sure?
Positive.
Only the yoichal when it says lo yoichal.
Positive. Chizkiyah is the one that says whenever it says lo yoichal, then in iser achila iser hana. So what's the kash? The whole kash.
But if it says lo yoichal, then it's mutter behana.
Then it's mutter behana. It says lo yoichal.
What does Rabbi Avu say?
He says even if it says lo yeochel it's mutar b'hanah.
Sure?
Yes. I'm sure. According to Chizkiyah, whenever it says the Moris Kashi is a focus specifically on Chizkiyah, it says here by a sheretz lo yeochel. Yeochel is mash miser achila iser hanah. How then are you allowed to sell a sheretz to a goy? And for the Gemara, it says the word lochem. So it should be mutar afilu l'chatchila sheketz yihiyu. It's not mutar l'chatchila. Next kasha. The only reason why we need the word lochem is to counteract lo yeochel. So let the Torah not say lo yeochel, and we will not need the word lochem. Okay,
yeah,
that's the most kasha. According to Chizkiyah. So why don't we go avoid the entire thing? So the lovely lochem amalach. Chizkiyah time with didi nami hacha. This is my makar. Unbelievable Gemara. The Gemara now is winding down. Hagufa. This is the source. What do we mean by that? See how Rashi very carefully tells us these words. Taima didi. Look at the Hilga Rashi. Rashi Dibra Masla Taima didi. Damina. What's my makar? I started 2 days ago on the Chaf Aleph Chaf Aleph Mabez. And I darsh in the drasha. Chomet is also made up from the word lo yeochel. How did I know that? Chizkiyah says, how did I know that chomet is also b'hano because it says in the pasuk lo yeochel? You know how you know it? From sheretz. Samar de gevart. Samar de kachidish. Is that the isur hano of chomet because chomet is together a sheretz. A chomet is a dover mitu of. It's something that is disgusting. You hear that? There's nothing that's more chomet than a donut. A donut is the spitz of chametz. This the gresser of chametz is donut, and it says here that it comes from a sheretz. I wouldn't eat those donuts if I were you, Shlomi. It says over here, Taima didi Rashi, damina lo yeochel mashma hana meho nafkali, the ilav haikra the siv lo yeochel. the sukkos of lochem limishraya loy have yodana the lo yochel isra hanohu. I would never know that. The whole hanach koi di heta hanod siv gabi lo soichal.
So what was that? So again,
the answer is this pasuk lochem is coming gufa to teach us that when it says
by shrotzim,
is that when it says lo ye ochel, it's an isra hanah.
Right.
Because we need the word lochem to override lo yeochel.
So it could have just said lo soichal.
No, because if it would say lo soichal, I would never know that there's a distinction between lo soichal and lo yeochel. The Torah here wrote lo yeochel, and then wrote lochem to teach you that, oh, now that it said lo yeochel, which is mashma afilu isa hano. We need the word lochem to be matir the hanah.
According to Chizkiah, when it says lo yoichel, means even as hanah.
According to Chizkiah, if it says
lo yoichel,
no, lo yoichel means only isra achila. The only time a word achila means hanah is when it says yei ochel.
Okay,
how do you know that from this
here.
Halacha? Because here it says lo yei ochel.
You never know that.
You never know. Over here it says lo yei ochel, and then it says lochem to override it. So it's teaching you indirectly that lo yei ochel is different than the word lo soichal. So that's the Gemara's maskana. We learned the Gemara, the Gevard, we came finally full term. Now let's go full by vay chametz. Vay chametz. Rachmano Amar lo yei ochel chametz. The time when the Brayis Rabbi Yosi Aglili Oimer Toma Alatzcha, you shall even wonder. You shall wonder. Hey chametz ase b'hano kol shiva. Why is it also? It says in the Torah, do not eat. Eating is eating Hanoz Mutter. Shiny chasam diomakro, velo yero el lechasar, shlo yero el lechasar.
One second.
Shalacha yehei.
According to Cheskim, it says liyachal chametz means isra hanah.
Right, so that's the Gemara's kasha right now. The Gemara is asking a kasha. Let's see, one step at a time. Rabbi Yosef Lili says, how do you know that chametz asa bahanah? So the, and what is the answer he gives? Tamal atzmacha. He ach chametz asa bahanah kol shiva.
Why is it
also?
Why is it to me?
Let's see Rashi. Tomorrow, latzmacha, you shall wonder to yourself. They chametz b'hanah, the sviur le muter b'hanah kol shiva v'kol shchein la'achar pesach u'pligu Rabbi Yehuda diyama chametz she'avar le'va pesach asa b'hanah. The Gemara will become very good. He holds that it's muter b'hanah nechanami. This
really different than Chesk.
Right. He holds that it's muter b'hanah. He holds. Rabbi Yosef Glili is of the opinion that chametz is mutter b'hanah,
right.
It's mutter b'hanah the entire Pesach.
Yeah.
And even b'achil it's mutter. Chametz she'ovar olav ha-Pesach, according to Rabbi Yosi, is mutter b'achil.
Yeah.
Rabbi Yosi omer, ha-tom al-atzfa, ha-ei chametz asa b'hanah, kol shiva. What's the Morris Kasha? The Morris Kasha, what do you mean? It says in the Pasuk, lo yei ochel. If it says lo yei ochel, that's mashma isra achila v'isra hanah. But the Gemara is suggesting now that Rabbi Yosi has to agree to Chizkiah. Rabbi Yosi, why does he have to agree to Chizkiah? I guess he was his Talmud. He was a subordinate.
Chizkiah?
No, he was a Tana. I don't know the answer. Rabbi Yosi Haglili Oimer Tumalatzwa Hey Chametzas Bahanob called Shiva Shiva. So, but the Gemara's kash over here is that he holds that it's muter b'hanah. What do you mean it's muter b'hanah? But doesn't it say in the pasuk lo yei ochel? Let's assume now that this is a universal drasha. The drasha is a very powerful drasha. Lo yei ochel is mash isra achila v'isra hanah. And you don't have any pasuk to override that. So what's the answer? So the Gemara says no. There's this explicit pasuk that's matur b'hanah. That's matur chametz b'hanah. Shani chasam diyamakra v'lo. It says a word l'cha. The word l'cha is superfluous. According to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, you're right. The Ikar Makar comes from Sheretz. Okay, that's the Ikar Makar. Sheretz, it says the word lo yei ochel, and then it says the word lochem.
Yeah.
So that should be a binyanav l'cha la Torah kula, that wherever it says the word lo yei ochel, it's mashma, isra achila v'isra hana.
Yes.
Chometz, it says the word lo yeochel.
Yeah.
Yet Rabbi Yosi Aglili says chometz is muta b'hana.
Why?
That's what he says. So Frank the Gemara, but it says lo yeochel. But it says lo yeochel. So he says, the answer is, Rabbi Yosi Aglili will answer you, we have a pasuk that makes it an exception. What's the pasuk? V'lo yere'eh l'cho so'ar. It shall not be seen to you yeast. But we take the word l'cha as superfluous. It could just say v'lo yere'eh so'ar. Why did it say the word l'cha? The word lecha is extra to teach you lecha tehei, that you get to keep the sa'ar. The sa'ar, the chametz is yours, yeah, for the benefit. Lecha she lecha yehei. V'rabbanon. The Rabbanon, what do they do with the drash? Because according to the Rabbanon, they hold that it's osmano. They dash the word lo yeret, it's going to be osmano. So what do the Rabbanon do with the word lecha? The Rabbanon, shalucha
yehei. The Rabbanon hold that the yachah comes
chizkia. The Rabbanon over here is chizkia. It says the word lo yeret. Yeah, it says the word lo ye'ochel. Yeah. Ye'ochel is isahana. So they don't need the word lecha to be. They don't hold the word lecha.
Right.
According to Rabbi Yosi,
so according to them, how do we dash lecha?
Right. Because Rabbi Yabon shalecha, we have a different drasha. What's the other drasha? Shalecha iyatoroya, aval atoroya shalachedim, v'shel gavoya. That is no pro. You're not over. If you keep in your house, if you have in your house someone else's chametz, you're not in violation. If you have in your possession,
or something that belongs to the Beis Hamikdash,
you're not in violation. You're not now. What does it mean shalachem? Something means goyim. What's it mean Rashi? Rashi says there is no Rashi. Okay, there is no Rashi. Shalachedim. You're not over in Issa D'Oraisa if you have in your possession chametz that belongs to a goy. I think when it says acherim, it refers to a goy. If you have in your house, in your warehouse, chametz that belongs to a goy or that belongs to the Beis Hamikdash, you are not in violation, because that's what the word lecha is coming to teach you. Frak the Gemara. Okay, achem is a goy. It says the Ferish and the Pesach is a goy. It's not over. Frak the Gemara. So what about the other man, the Amar? What about according to Rabbi Yosi Haglili? He needs word lecha to be matred bahana. How does Rabbi Yosi Haglili know that if you have in your possession the chametz of a goy or chametz of the Beis Hamikdash, that you're not going to be over in Avera?
Maybe according to him, you are over in Avera.
Maybe you're right, but the Gemara is assuming now that you're not. Vidoch trei lecha ksive. There are two luchas. There are two luchas. V'lo yeir el luchas, or v'lo yeir el lucha. V'lo yima. It says the lucha twice. Two words sounds lucha. What about now? What about according to the rabbi with the rabbanon?
So it's like it's a wish lucha. What he done?
One lucha is teaching you that it's mutar bahana.
Yeah.
And one lucha is teaching you that you're not going to be chayiv having a goyis chametz or based on English chametz. Two luchas.
But according to Rabban, you're not allowed to have a no. According to Rabban.
According to, right, but that's what we'll cash now. One question at a time. According to Rabbi Yosi, the Gemara's question is according to Rabbi Yosi Haglili. According to Rabbi Yosi Haglili, how does he know that you're not going to be over and having the chametz of a guy in your possession or the Beis Hamikdash? Because he needs the word lucha to teach you that you're allowed to have hana.
Right.
So the answer is there are two luchas.
Oh, I got it.
One luchas mata hana. What is the master? The either. What about according to Rabban? So the Rabban, they don't need the word lucha to mata bahana. So what? So why do they need two luchas?
Vidoch
chad benachri shekhi bashtai v'chad benachri shloki bashtai. There are two types of goyim. There's a goy that's under your authority and a goy that's not under your authority. A ger toishav. There's a goy that's under your authority. So therefore you have to have two luchas for two different types of goyim. Vidoch telos luchaksif. How does he know that? There are three luchas. Vidoch. Chad b'sa'ar v'chad b'chametz. Other says the Itaka need one is for sa'ar, one is for chametz. It's shrichi. You would not know one from the other. You would not know. So you have two drashas to cover all ground. You would not know one from the other. All right, good. Shlomi, you good? You want more donuts tonight? Hey.